Okay, this morning I want you to find again Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. It is of the Lord's mercies, verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. We're not consumed because His love does not fail. The love of God never fails. Never fails, because He cannot fail. They're new every morning. Every morning God's mercies are new. Every morning His love to His people is an everlasting love. Great is thy faithfulness. Talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. He is a great and faithful God. Faithful to His word, faithful to His promise, faithful to His people. Jeremiah said, "The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my salvation, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in Him." Our hope is in Him. He is our hope. He is our hope. We have a good hope through grace. And then it says, verse 25, "The Lord is good." The Lord is good. The Lord is holy. The Lord is merciful. The Lord is love. The Lord is gracious. The Lord is good. Everything about Him is good. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him. Remember David said, wait upon the Lord. And again I say, wait to the soul that seeketh the Lord. It's a good thing to seek mercy where it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait. For His blessings are worth waiting for the salvation of the Lord. Salvation of the Lord. Well, that's the title and subject of my message, Salvation That We Desperately Need. Salvation is because God is. Salvation is of what? The Lord. The Lord alone. He's the God of salvation. Salvation is of the Lord entirely, wholly, completely, totally, all of God. Man contributes nothing to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, nor to the saving or salvation of sinners. It's all of God, all of His grace. The Lord Jesus Christ, crucified, risen, alone is the power of God unto salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ alone, He is my salvation. Therefore, we can say with the Apostle Paul, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that's blessed to believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need salvation, whether you realize it or not. You absolutely do, because you're just like me. I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner, guilty, and I need a Savior, and I need saving. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one that can do that. Now, I grew up a long way from here. People often ask me, where are you from? Where did you grow up? Somehow my speech betrayeth me. Somehow they know I'm not from the hills of East Kentucky. I grew up a long way from here. I grew up and was taught in false religion. I lived the first 17 years of my life out in the Rocky Mountains of the West. Still have family out there. I was able to visit with my family on vacation this summer in Utah and in Idaho. But I grew up in what's called Mormonism. Mormonism. My dad was a Mormon. My mom was raised in Mormonism. And therefore, that's all I knew. That's all I heard. If you were raised in the same household I was raised in, you would have been a Mormon too. They teach, what do they teach? They teach that salvation is achieved or performed or accomplished by what you do. In other words, they think salvation is totally dependent upon you rather than upon the Lord. They teach that salvation is by works of the flesh or deeds of the flesh, or at least certain religious achievements that you must bring according to their church rules. You got to follow the rules. And then you have salvation. Well, that's nothing but works, right? Well, I grew up believing that. That's all I heard. That's all I knew. Rather than what the Lord Jesus Christ had accomplished for His people. Sadly, that same lie is taught by most churches in this very town right now. Salvation all depends on you. God done all He can do. Now the rest is up to you, they say. Your decision. Something you bring. Well, that's nothing but what Adam tried to do. Fallen Adam in the garden. He tried to cover his guilt and his sin with fig leaves. Have you got fig leaf religion? I hope not. I hope you're resting on the solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now in the bulletin today, don't look at it right now, but in the bulletin today, there's an article by my friend Milton Howard, Pastor Milton Howard, down in Ball, Louisiana. And he wrote an article from Psalm 57, verse 2, one of my favorite verses. It says, He performed all things for us. That is, the Lord Jesus Christ performed all things for us. Like Abraham was fully persuaded of all that God promised, he's able to perform. Our friend Milton Howard wrote this in that article. You can read it later. Our Savior performed all things for us. Our sin has been put away. The righteousness with which we are clothed is complete. All that God's infinite justice can demand of us has been performed for us by our substitute. Our warfare is accomplished. Our sin is pardoned. There's not one thing for us to do to complete the work of Christ. It's done. Well done. To which I wrote, Amen, brother. I'm right with you. In Him dwells all the fullness of a Godhead bodily, and in Christ we stand complete. We're complete in Him. Now, one of the first recorded words we have in the Word of God, spoken by our Lord Jesus Christ when He was the God-man mediator in the flesh upon this earth, He said in Luke chapter 2, He said, I must be about my Father's business. Remember? I must be about my Father's business. He came on a mission of mercy. He came to seek and to save the lost. In John chapter 4, He said, My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish the work, His work. In John 17, the Lord prayed, I've glorified Thee on the earth. I finished the work You gave me to do. He finished what the Father gave Him to do. And then His last words, spoken from the tree, the crucifixion tree at Calvary's Hill, the Lord Jesus Christ said, It's finished. It's done. It's complete. Salvation's complete. Don't add anything to it. You just mess it up, wouldn't you? We have perfect redemption in Christ. Don't bring your works. Don't bring your good deeds. Look to Him. Rest in Him. Now, what do you mean? What do we mean? What do I mean when I say that salvation is of the Lord? What does that mean? We mean that salvation is by the power of God. Again, referring to John 17, He said, Father, I thank You. You've given me power over all flesh that I should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given to me. Salvation is by the power of God. What does it take to raise a dead sinner from a dunghill of sin and make him a prince of God, a son of God? By nature, we're children of wrath, even as others. What kind of power does it take? The power of God. That's not in any person, church, or organization at all. It's the power of God. Father had given me power over all flesh that I should give eternal life to as many as the Father had given to me. What do we mean when we say that salvation is of the Lord? We mean that salvation is by the sovereign will of God, not the will of men. Now, people may talk about free will religion all they want to. Man's will is not free. It's in bondage to his sinful, rotten nature. Man's will is not free. Salvation is by the sovereign will of God, not the will of men. Not the will of man. Now, I can make good on that. You know I can. I'm going to go right to the Scripture. I'm going to quote the Scripture. Of His own will begat He us with the word of truth. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth. It's God that showeth mercy. We're born not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but we're born of God. Of God. So we mean that salvation is by the will of God, not the will of man. He makes His people willing in the day of His power. That's true. Willing in the day of His power. We mean that salvation is by the grace of God, the sovereign grace of God, not by the deeds of our sinful flesh. By the deeds of the flesh shall no man be justified in the sight of God. You know the verse I'm going to quote there, Romans 3:24. I quote this almost every sermon. Being justified freely by His grace through His redemption that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace freely. Free grace. Free sovereign grace. I love it. That's my only hope. Christ. Salvation by the grace of God. What do we mean? We mean the whole of the work whereby lost, dead, guilty, rebel, sinner against God, a guilty son of Adam is justified, saved, sanctified, redeemed. All that is of the Lord. Of Him only. But of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us. But of Him are you in Christ Jesus. How'd you get in Him? Chosen in Him before the foundation of the world. But of Him are you in Christ, who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Salvation, therefore, we can safely conclude, salvation is not something we do for God or something we do for ourselves. Salvation is something God must do for us and in us. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Christ in you is a hope of glory. The Lord Jesus Christ alone is the Alpha and Omega of all our salvation. Starts with Him, it ends with Him. Right? From election to glorification, and all the way in between, we can say, rightly so, safely so, salvation's of the Lord. You remember this scripture? I quote this one all the time too. I got nothing new to say. It's the same old story. 2 Timothy 1:9 is God who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Thank God He chose us before we were born. He never would have done so afterward. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, Titus 3:5, but according to His mercy He saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which is shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. All the way through this book, from Genesis to the Revelation, all the way through this book, the message is sound, loud, and clear. Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord Jesus Christ. Alone. Alone. Always. Always. Now, the first time I looked this up this week, the first time salvation is used in the book of God is Genesis 49. And Jacob said, I waited for thy salvation. First time the word grace is found in the word of God. Genesis chapter 6, Noah said, it says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Jacob said, I waited for thy salvation. Moses declared salvation completely of the Lord. Remember when they are on the banks of the Red Sea? They couldn't get across the Red Sea. They didn't have time to build boats. Pharaoh and his army was thundering down on them with those chariots. And Pharaoh was determined to destroy all of Israel. And Moses said to the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will show you today. The Lord shall fight for you. Now, how was that water parted? How did they get across that seabed on dry ground? salvation is of the Lord. Jonah declared the same message. We read it a moment ago. That salvation is of the Lord. He cried from the fish's belly, looking to the temple, mercy seat. And he said, I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay thy vowed salvation of the Lord. That's our cry, is it not? Salvation is of the Lord. Now I read, actually I looked this up this morning. I got to thinking about, I had one reference written down in the book of Psalms. David declared in Psalm 37:39, the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. And then I got to thinking about this word salvation, how many times it's used in the book of Psalms. I knew it was used many times, but I looked it up 63 times. We read about the salvation that is of the Lord. Let me read a few of them to you. Psalm 9 verse 14 says, I will rejoice in thy salvation. Psalm 18:2 said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, the horn or power of my salvation. Psalm 21:5, his glory is great in thy salvation. Psalm 25:5, for thou art the God of my salvation. Psalm 27, we studied this recently. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And then Psalm 46, let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be magnified. Let the Lord be honored. Let the Lord be glorified. Let me read this one to you. Don't turn, let me just read it to you. You're familiar with this, Psalm 62. My soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my rock and my salvation. My soul, wait thou upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Why does he keep saying that over and over and over again? Because it's so. Because it's true. That's the only hope any sinner has. Salvation is of the Lord. Jacob said it. Moses declared it. Jonah declared it. David declared it. Simeon in the temple in Jerusalem, waiting for the consolation of Israel. He was waiting for the Messiah. And when they brought the infant man-child, the Lord Jesus Christ, to him, the Lord made him a promise that he would not die till he seen the Lord's Christ. And here's what he said. Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. He is the Savior. He's the only Savior. Salvation is of the Lord, and it's found in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we say this, salvation's in a person. Salvation's in a person. In Christ, in him, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is not, now here's a negative, you need to know what salvation's not, right? Salvation's not in a pool. Salvation's not in a profession. Salvation's not in a persuasion. Salvation's in a person. The Lord Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. No wonder the apostle said, I count everything else dung, lost, and ruin, that I may win Christ and be found in him. He that hath the Son, John said, hath life. This is a record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God, he doesn't have life. Salvation is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now I want to give to you five things. Five things. And I won't wear you out here. I want to give you five things that the Word of God teaches about the salvation that's of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. And I borrow this outline from an old English preacher named Charles Spurgeon, who used these 5 points in a sermon back in 1857. 1857 was a good year. He said, salvation's of the Lord in that he planned it, provided and purposed it from all eternity. Salvation of the Lord in that he planned it and provided salvation from all eternity. Salvation is older than creation. God planned salvation. Without God, it could not have been planned or could not have been provided. God, in his infinite wisdom, provided the Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ is called the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Before there was a sinner, there was a Savior. Salvation is not an afterthought of God. When Adam sinned, God didn't scramble around to find a solution. Before Adam was ruined, the Lord Jesus Christ as Redeemer stood as a surety of the eternal covenant of grace. Peter put it this way: we are redeemed, but not with corruptible things. We are redeemed with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, a lamb without spot or blemish, who was verily, truly foreordained before the world, but was manifest for you in these last days. Salvation of the Lord, in that God planned it from all eternity. Our Lord said in Matthew 25, when he gathered all nations together before him at judgment, he said, "The sheep shall be on my right hand and the goat on my left hand. Then shall he say to them on the right hand, 'Enter ye in blessed into the kingdom of God. Enter ye blessed of the Lord into the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" God chose the people unto salvation. We are bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation. So salvation is of the Lord in that he planned it, purposed it from all eternity. Secondly, salvation is of the Lord in that he performed it. He purchased it. He executed it. He accomplished it. Salvation is of the Lord in that he accomplished salvation. That is, he purchased us with his own blood. Paul said, "You are no more your own. You're bought with a price. You're bought with a price." God bought the church with his own blood. He executed our salvation. He performed salvation. He purchased salvation. He accomplished salvation. He put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He appeared once in the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Call his name Jesus. He shall save his people from their sin. He did it all. He executed this salvation. He accomplished this salvation. This is a faithful saying, worthy of all acceptation, that the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to save sinners. In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. He planned it, and then he executed his plan perfectly. Thirdly, salvation of the Lord and its application. How does he apply this to us, who are his people, who are sinful, who are guilty? Salvation of the Lord in its application. He said, "I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy." Being confident of this very thing, Philippians 1:6, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He makes application of this salvation to us. He grants faith. He grants repentance. "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory through the Lord Jesus Christ." He is the Lord who quickens the dead and causes the dead sinner to hear and believe the gospel. We only believe the gospel according to the working of his mighty power. It's the Lord who makes us willing in the day of his power, is it not? He said, "No man can come to me except the Father which sent me draw him." It's the Lord who makes us willing to seek him, to call upon him. It is the Lord who calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's the Lord who sovereignly grants and gives mercy unto us. It's the Lord who gives us repentance, who gives us a broken heart. He's nigh to them of a broken heart. Save us such as be of a contrite spirit. It is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord in its application. He applies it to whom he will. And when he saves a sinner, he saves them eternally. Eternally. We'll see that in just a minute. the next point, actually, point number four. Salvation of the Lord in its sustaining power. Have I given you this before? I hope this is familiar. It's good to be told what you already know. You know it? It's good to be told what you already know. Salvation of the Lord in its sustaining power. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them. They follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. They'll never perish. No can any man, neither can any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of the Father's hand. I and my Father, we are one. We're kept by the power of God, Peter said. In the book of Jude, we read, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Salvation of the Lord in its sustaining power. He calls us out of darkness, and he saves us by his grace, and he keeps us secure. Are believers secure? Do you believe in eternal security? It depends who saved you. If God saved you, you're saved with an everlasting salvation. If you made some little silly decision sometime in your life, well, yeah, you probably get in trouble. Those whom God wisely saves, he saves them with an everlasting salvation. Here's the last point. Salvation of the Lord in its ultimate perfection. What is predestination all about? Believers are predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to raise us from the dead. And he's going to make us just like the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what predestination is all about. People think it's an ugly word. It's a terrible word. You who believe the gospel and know the word of God, it's a blessed truth. He's going to make you just like Christ. You're predestinated to that end, to be conformed to the image of his Son. Who doesn't want... Every believer delights in that, don't they? He's going to make you just like Christ. The elect of God are predestinated to that end, to be just like Christ. Now, who can do that for you? Who can raise you from the dead and from the grave? Here's a body that's been dead for years. Rotten, dust, nothing there, bone, dry, dead, bleached. How's that body going to come out of that grave and have a new body fashioned like unto his glorious body? Is the church going to do that for you? Is your religious profession going to do that to you? How about your baptism? Is that going to work? Is that going to raise you from the dead? Who's going to raise you from the dead? Thank God, salvation is of the Lord. He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, and we are raised up in him. Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the disciples asked the Lord one day, well, who then can be saved? When that young, rich ruler came to the Lord and said, well, all these things I've done. And the Lord said, you sell everything and follow me. And he turned and walked away. The disciples said, well, that man was a real candidate for salvation. He could have helped us with his money, with his wealth. But he turned and walked away. And the disciples said to the Lord, well, who then can be saved? Remember what he said? With men, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible, even your salvation, even mine. Never despair. God still saves sinners. Are you sure, preacher, that there is salvation in Christ? I'm sure because this word teaches it so, to be so. Our Lord said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Neither is there salvation in any other. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Be sure of this. There is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Is there any other Savior? Is there any other salvation? Absolutely not. all in Him. Salvation is of the Lord. Five words. Think about it. Five words. And yet those five words sum up the whole book of God. Salvation is of the Lord. It's the sum and substance and subject matter of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because Christ is all and in all. Now, what do you think? What do you think? Salvation is of the Lord, isn't it? You who are saved know who saved you.